Thank you, Linda. Some of our most dramatic poems come from parents whose children or grandchildren have life-threatening medical conditions. They describe for us the continuum of emotions, the endless hope, the eternal love, the fierce protection of a parent's love. Mary Jo Balestrieri is the author of several books and divides her time between Wisconsin and Florida. We have two poems from her. The first is Rainfall and a Darkening Sky. Her narrator is bringing her daughter home for the last time. Driving home from the hospital, she curls into the back seat. Our daughter will spend whatever time is left at home. Our hopes run high through fear. I stop at a farmer's market and buy bunches of black-eyed Susan, daisies, and huge orange sunflowers. She immerses her head in their petals. A sudden downpour, again. It's been raining hard and fast, and the pond has already infringed on the lawn. Will the water keep rising? How will we handle the change in our privacy? Nurses 24 hours a day? The pain? We climb the last hill toward home. What will it look like, her last climb beyond me? I see her as she was, fishing with the boys on the pond's edge, her cardinal's cap, the worn jeans she couldn't part with. The lanterns in the drive guide us into the valley. The house is dark. I switch on lights, slide her into a wheelchair, push it up the ramp. Inside the house, our voices seem loud in silence, small in the vastness of space. The second poem is an ode. It's called Sunflower, an ode. In the house, strange to me now, jammed with nurses, medications, wheelchair, and walker, I depend on your survival. Each morning I open the curtain and count on seeing your bright face. You steady me. Crowded, as if in a foreign land, in a barrel of petunias, you stand tall and strong. And the way you brave weather on the fiercest days, the whipping wind, the pelting rain, you teach me all over again how to stay planted, grow in my given soil. Though words wither like wheat stalks in drought, you, fiery corona, petaled face, brown eyes, you flower before me. Your radiance staves my despair. Neighbors walk their Dalmatians. Geese scout the lawn for seeds and corn. A father and son fish in the middle of the lake. Here in the house, I wander without purpose. On the kitchen table, a drafting pencil, paper, and books of poetry. I casually write sunflower on a yellow legal pad. A breeze ruffles the word's edge, scatters seeds in the rich loam of imagination, expands. My daughter's voice calls from the bedroom. Her voice, part of the aura. I offer her grape juice and buttered toast. She asks me to open the shade. We sit together on her bed. The sun brightens our faces, and I show her my sun out the window. Let's follow the sunflower, I say. We'll lift one foot, then another, inch into the day. This is the only thing we need to remember.